in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 10, John wrote these words, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea." John tells us, "And then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me." Right here in verse 12, John is about to see Jesus in a fashion that he had never seen before. This was going to be the revelation of Jesus Christ, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Jesus was going to be revealed to him without the veil of the flesh. I know that in John chapter 1 and verse 14, John said, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth." When John wrote those words in verse 14 of chapter 1 of his first book, was God's revealing and unveiling himself to the world, veiled in the flesh of the Son of God. It was the unveiling of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. It was the unveiling of that sacrifice that would redeem all mankind from all of their sins. Yes, when John wrote those words in chapter 1 and verse 14, he said, "We beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father." And now here in Revelation, John is about to behold his glory as the glory of the triumphant Son of God, as the glory of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth, as the glory of he who shall judge every person in the world. He is being revealed as the all-seeing God, as the one who brings to a conclusion the full purpose of God. John was about to see Jesus like he had never seen him before. John did get a glimpse of him on the mountain talking to Moses and Elijah. But what John sees here surpasses all of his imagination. It surpasses anything that he could imagine or even think. Oh, the majesty of him who saved us. John said, "I turned, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks." Strange as it may be, the first thing that John mentions is the seven golden candlesticks, which we learn from verse 20 is the churches. Likewise today, when people seek Jesus or the God of the Bible, the first thing they see is the church. But friend, people need to see more than the congregations that gather. They need to see the one who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, who walks among the churches. In John chapter 12 and verse 20, John tells us of certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. And they came to Philip, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." These Greeks that came up to Jerusalem to worship could see the disciples. They saw the followers of Jesus. But they told Philip, We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. That's who people want to see today. When they go to church, when they come together to worship, they want to see Jesus. They want to see the one who walks amidst his churches. They want to see more than the people. They want to see Jesus because they know that Jesus has the answer. They know that Jesus can help them with their problems. These Greeks came to worship God, and they wanted to see Jesus. It would be good, I believe, that if when you entered the church, you would tell the doorman, "Sir, I want to see Jesus." When you enter into the sanctuary, you should say in your heart, "Preacher, I want to see Jesus." And the preacher, the minister of God, should make sure that before you leave, you see Jesus. Because only Jesus has the answer to all of your problems. Jesus is the problem solver. Jesus is the healer of all of our diseases. Jesus is the reason that we even go to church. So if we should go and not see Jesus, not see his manifestations, we have missed a point altogether. In Luke chapter 19, tells us of another man that saw the crowd but didn't see Jesus. He saw the multitudes that was gathered around him, but he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see who he was. And friend, when you see Jesus, you will see who he is. Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. He'd seen the crowds that followed him. But this was not enough. He wanted to see Jesus for himself. That should be our goal in life, to see Jesus for ourselves. So what did Zacchaeus do? He did the only thing that he thought he could do in order to see Jesus. He climbed up a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus and who he was. And when he did see Jesus, Jesus revealed to him who he is. He discovered that Jesus is the one that can come to your house and bring salvation. People need to see a Jesus that stands ready to forgive them rather than judge and condemn them. Jesus said, "I came not to condemn." Jesus came not to condemn, but that all who sin can find salvation through him. People have seen the church that would judge and condemn. Let us help them see beyond the condemning and the judgmental people to the forgiving, loving Lord, the Lord of salvation. I'm going to end the lesson right here, but tomorrow I'll be back with lessons on the same subject, the book of Revelation. In the meantime, let us remember that sinners need to meet the Jesus of the Gospels before they meet the Jesus of the book of Revelation. They need to meet the Jesus of forgiveness and pardon before they meet Jesus, the judge,